Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Was the brilliant Miles Dewey Davis III with one of his earlier tunes at the beginning of his brilliant career at the age of 20 with the 1946 song Now's the Time. And speaking of Now is the Time, that Neon Jazz dedicates an entire hour to jazz's godchild, trumpeter, band leader, and composer Mr. Miles Davis, easily one of the most influential musicians to ever blaze through the jazz craft and a 20th century master. He is one of those cats that evolved steadily as he grew throughout his life. A huge innovator in the bebop idiom, he also led to the development of cool jazz, hard bop, modal jazz, and jazz fusion. He literally went on like an asteroid over the sky from the time he was born on May 26th, 1926, until he exited Earth on September 28th, 1991. As a testament to his persona, he was flat cool. It was said that at times he would turn his back on the crowd, walk off stage when the sidemen soloed, or he would just hop on stage at the heights of his career and play one note, then leave. With all of this, it just added to the legend known as Miles. And here we go. Something I've been wanting to do for a long while. Welcome to this hour of Neon Jazz, where we focus on a man known as Miles. A cat that has swung through this little jazz town of ours on an occasion or two, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to swing through a life dedicated to the jazz craft, and as a byproduct, a legion of happy fans and a titan of a catalog for us to enjoy for many generations to come. So let's keep our Miles show rolling, shall we? This next tune comes from one of the best albums ever in the world of jazz, and this won't be the first time I say this. Here's the tune Rogue, which defines Miles a bit, off the 1949 album called The Birth of Cool. Top that album name.
Weeks, you know. You know what I mean? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Let's go. We'll be right back.
That was the cool little 1951 album called Dig with the song Denial. The roots for Miles began in Alton, Illinois. He was born to a very affluent African-American family. His father, Miles Henry Davis, was a dentist, and in 1927, the family moved to East St. Louis, Illinois. As a boy, he learned to play the piano from his mom, Cleota May, and she kept it hidden that she was a very good blues pianist for whatever reason. And at the age of 13, he began his love affair with the trumpet. And this is interesting. His father picked the trumpet to make his mother mad because his mother disliked the trumpet's sound. So a big break came in 1944 when Billy Eckstine's band visited East St. Louis, and the duo of both Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker were members of the band. And Miles was brought in as a third trumpet player for a couple of weeks because the regular player was sick. From there, the bebop star was about to explode into a career that was well on its way. We now move into a huge period of a key development for Miles, the 1950s. Here he is with the 1953 song, Compulsion. We'll be right back.
some more neon jazz.
Do it.
Duo that was mighty above all in the world of jazz, it was Miles Davis and John Coltrane together. Here they are combining their bebop prowess with the song Sweet Sue, Just You off a complete Columbia recordings from the year 1956. Now, before we stray too far into the 50s, Miles immediately went to New York in 1944 after graduating from high school. His whole goal was to locate Charlie Yardbird Parker, which he was dissuaded from other musicians, but he was young and thirsty and ready for Yardbird. He quickly became one of the musicians who held nightly jam sessions at two of Harlem's nightclubs, Minton's Playhouse and Monroe's, with Yardbird. From there, he met Gil Evans and led the Birth of Cool period that cemented his lore in the bebop idiom and jazz forever. As the 1950s roared on for Miles, here he is with the album Relaxin' with Miles Davis. Man, he had some great album titles. With the 1956 song, You're My Everything.
Thank you. I'm Jeff Harshbarger. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo.
Was Miles with the 1957 song The Duke on the aptly named album Miles Ahead. So the first half of the 50s was a period of great difficulty for Miles. At the end of 1949, he went on a tour in Paris and was fascinated by Paris and its cultural environment, where black musicians and African Americans were treated much better and more respected than in the United States. Also while in Paris, Miles began a relationship with French actress and singer Juliette Gréco. While most of his friends told him to stay in France, he decided to return to New York, and upon his return, he started to feel deeply depressed because he missed his lover and the way he was treated back in the States again. It was during this time that his infamous drug habit began and caused all sorts of problems, both personally and professionally. He tried to kick the habit several times, but the only thing that worked was in 1944 when he returned to his father's home in St. Louis for several months and locked himself in a room until he had gone through a painful withdrawal. That was just one of the trials and tribulations of Miles' life. Let's move on in this special Miles-themed hour of Neon Jazz to a live track. Here he is in 1958 at the Newport Jazz Fest with the song Two Bass Head.
Thank you. This is Herman Mahari. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
Piano Man. It does not get any better than that. Miles at his greatest. Off the iconic record Kind of Blue, that was the 1959 song Blue and Green, off an album seen as one of the finest in the entire jazz genre. And personally, this is when the jazz bells began ringing in my head. In March and April of 1959, Miles entered the studio with his working sextet to record Kind of Blue. Working with the great pianist Bill Evans, these two created, with the group that they were with, one of the best-selling jazz albums of all time. Man, we could go on and on about this album, but I think we've nailed it. As we move on into the 60s, Miles hit the peak of his powers as a live performer then. With that said, here's another classic album. This is the Pan Piper off the 1960 album Sketches of Spain.
Thank you.
was Miles with the song Minnie off the 1972 On the Corner Sessions album. This was a particularly impressive period for Miles to incorporate funk and other modern modes of music into his sound, and he deviated from many solos that marked the entirety of his career up to that point. So as we head chronologically through his life on the show, we will end this hour with the tune from the final studio album he ever recorded. It's a radical departure from his beginnings, but that is the evolution known as Miles. Here he is with the 1991 studio session on an album called Doobop with the song Mystery. And it should be known, as much as we do know about Miles, this man is still shrouded in mystery. And with that, thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that has traveled many miles, Mr. John Christopher, and to my son, who is named Miles after the great Miles. Keep on keeping on, pal. Talk to us about our show. Send us some suggestions. Just let us know you're out there in radio land. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.